First, though, let's place a call to a very posh hotel in New York City. Tom Hicks is going to join us on the program. Let's give him a call. He is in New York for the Rangers-Yankees series. And, of course, he's got to be riding high with the win last night and the way the Rangers have been playing after years of mediocrity. Yes, Mr. Hicks, it's the Dunham and Miller Show on the ticket.
Yes.
Yeah, I wonder if we could talk to you for a second.
Sure, I have a few moments here. I just had an infusion of unicorn blood, so I'm feeling a little bit better.
Okay, well, good. Yeah,
that's good.
Well, congratulations on another big win last night for your baseball team.
You notice how young I look these days.
Yes, you do look young.
Taking very good care of myself. I work out, take my vitamins every day.
Mm-hmm.
I also bathe in the dreams of children.
Yeah, we've heard that before.
Makes me looking young. Yeah, up here in New York, very proud of these Rangers. Of course, it was difficult to see Alex.
Mm-hmm.
I do miss him, so I guess you could say love of my life.
Gosh.
I still keep his notes in a shoebox under my bed.
Oh, do you?
And I still have his Letterman's jacket. I refuse to give that back.
Well, that was a love affair.
But everyone's moved on now.
Yeah.
It's just hard seeing him sometimes.
Yeah. Well, it probably makes it a little easier the fact that you go in there and beat Alex and the Yankees last night.
Sure, it does. It does. Of course, I'm glad that Pudge is back on our team.
Right.
In fact, I'm trying to reassemble the 90s Rangers that had so much success. Right now, I'm trying to sign Rafi, Wando, Roger Pavlik.
I don't know if those guys would help much now.
But in addition to bringing in Pudge, there are also big changes coming to Arlington soon.
Really?
Very annoyed that Jerry has built a stadium bigger than mine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The way I see it, my personal residence is three times the size of Jerry's, so why shouldn't my stadium? He's got that big video board. I'm very envious of that.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to tear down the ballpark and rebuild it bigger and better than Jerry Stadium.
Wow.
In fact, I'm going to do it before the next homestand.
How is that possible?
We're going to fast track this.
Well, you better hurry. You've got like 6 days.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Well, what we'll do is we'll just, when we're knocking down Ron Washington's weekly shanty town that he constructs, I'll just keep the bobcat going and knock down the stadium, too.
Well, that's going to take longer than a week.
Why are you always chasing Ron out?
Well, Ron just, his construction is not up to code. The various lean-tos that he builds out of moss and pieces of string that he finds.
Moss?
This week I found Ron sleeping in a refrigerator box. He had taken a knife and cut a little window in it. Taking a magic marker and drawing a little flower box under the window. But Ron certainly prefers road trips because he actually has a roof over his head for a few days.
All right. That's ridiculous.
Because I spring for him to get a hotel room on the road.
As you should with your manager.
You should just be talking about the great job that he's doing with this team.
He still, even on the road, he still rummages for food. So, we still have to clean them up before every game. I have to wash off the coffee grounds and wilted lettuce off his overcoat and fingerless gloves.
Man. That's just so harsh.
But he has us winning right now.
That's
so
right.
All right.
That's what's important.
Yeah. Bottom line.
I have to get moving here. I have a coterie of small pygmies ready to bathe my taint in the bourbon of angels.
What?
Good morning to you.
Good morning. This is Big Tom Hicks joining us from New York there. 8:49 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
He's got a lot of money, doesn't he? He just doesn't know where to spend it.
He's a powerful man. He has no idea how to spend that money. He's got so much of it.
Don't you love him, George?
I love him. Love talking to Tom Hicks.
Thank you.
All right, up next, we talk about the